Filling your grass tank. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files. New advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. Gas from grass? Fuel from foliage? Researchers at UMass have now developed a way to change plant biomass directly into gasoline, or at least all of its components. You start with a garden variety poplar tree, or common switchgrass. By rapidly heating the cellulose in the presence of catalysts, then quickly cooling the mixture, within just 2 minutes, you end up with pretty much a high-octane gasoline. Besides trees and grass, it can be made from other cellulose sources such as agricultural leftovers, wood chips, leaves, and stalks. Researchers say it may be 5 to 10 years before a viable version of this green gas hits the market. Current plant-based ethanol comes with a downside, a 30% reduction in gas mileage. The new green gas is real gasoline, so you get real gasoline mileage. Because of the way the new fuel can be produced, it leaves virtually no carbon footprint during the manufacturing process. But what do you call this stuff? Grasoline? Petroleum? Whatever it's called, it's another step toward energy self-reliance and an alternative way of making a fuel that works with existing technologies. I can see it now. Lawnmowers fueled by grass clippings. Leaf blowers that run on leaves. For the Discovery Files, I'm Bob Carson.